Let me tell you a little story. That's right, a story. All of the best adventures start with a story. And this is the story of a girl who looks a lot like me. Black hair, brown eyes, 5'6". Tall and curvy. Went from being a subby submissive to a dominant, powerful woman. That's right. This is a story all about how I changed from a sub to a dom. It's funny because a lot of people think that I could still pull off the subby face. I could still do the begging eyes. The, oh, please take my mind. And yet, there's something within me that just switched one day. Like a little light flickering in the back of my brain that said, look at all those subby faces. Don't you just want to take their minds and destroy them? And yeah, it's true. I do. Very much so. You see, it's been a journey to get here where I am today. And I'm sure you can imagine how easy it would be for me just to reach my hands inside a subby, submissive brain of a submissive, a bottom, as some people say in America. Somebody who wants to be dominated, entranced, maybe enslaved by me. And I'm sure you can imagine how easy it would be for me just to take my delicately painted black fingernails and just massage their mind until it's putty in my hand. That's right, putty in my hand. I could, after all, just take someone and rest my fingers in front of their eyes. You know those ones that I do sometimes. It's so easy for me to take my fingers in front of their face and go sleep. That's right. Down. Deep into trance and wide awake and have that control over someone. And isn't it funny how right now, yes, right now, you're listening to this file, you're listening to me talk to you, just chatting about me, about what I like, what I love, what I do. And I'm sure you can imagine it, can't you? A dominant woman like myself standing in front of you. That's right, standing in front of you. Because, of course, all good submissives know exactly where they belong. On their knees. Like you would be right now, on your knees. Before me, kneeling, staring up into my eyes. Blank and mindless. Easy to obey. But of course, we'd have to get you there first, wouldn't we? Yes, we would. See, I couldn't just tell you to be blank and mindless. I couldn't just tell you to get on your knees and be submissive for me. Oh, no, no, no. That's not my way. You see, what I love most about switching, what I love most about my transformation from a submissive little sub to a dominant hypnotist is the way I can slowly corrupt you, the way I can slowly change you, the way I can slowly start to consume your mind, your thoughts, with each and every word that I say. And isn't it funny, with each and every single word that I say, I can wrap my ideas around your mind. I can wrap my ideas right around your head and pull tightly, the control seeping over you. That's right, seeping over your mind, running through your veins, caressing each and every single part of you until you are pure submission, and nothing else. Wouldn't that be grand? Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be a nice feeling to just imagine that now? What it would feel like to be pure submission itself. You, full to the brim with submission and nothing else. All that control dragged, pulled away from you, and right into my grasp. It is easy, after all, to imagine yourself there, isn't it? Like you're watching yourself on a television set, kneeling in submission before me. But it's so easy to pause the screen and jump inside that moment. Live it out for yourself. Put yourself right in the direct line of the fantasy. Put yourself in the narrative of a fantasy of submitting to me. Wouldn't that be fun? I bet it would. I bet you'd love it. I bet that right now, even thinking about that, stepping into that fantasy, makes you want it even more. Isn't that right? Oh, isn't it right? Of course it's right. I'm mostly right, after all. All my submissives know exactly what is right. And you know, as a good submissive, as you are, as a good bottom, as an easy bottom, as my friends would say, exactly how easy it is to imagine yourself submitting to me. Submitting to the voice inside your head. The voice ringing through your ears, wrapping its way around your mind and pulling tightly, that control seeping away from you. Could you imagine? It's like your mind is a leaky faucet, a leaky tap, dripping submission, dripping control, dripping will, dripping mind, dripping thoughts right out of your head. Because when you have a leaky tap that just starts to drip, 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 drip out of your mind, it's like when that tap is attached to your brain. It just starts to leak will. It just starts to seep control. It just starts to leak thoughts one by one by one. And you can feel that, can't you? Yes, you can. Of course you can. Right now, you can feel it seeping through your mind, dripping right out of your head. With each second that passes, the tap just starts to drip. And out goes your will, out goes your control. But that's okay. I can catch all of it. You see, I could place a bucket under that tap, and I could hold that submission, all that control, all that will, all those thoughts in a bucket. And I could just look after it for you, couldn't I? I could. Yes, I could. Because after all, you and I both know that sometimes it's just nice to allow a strong, dominant woman to take control of your mind. Perhaps a specific, strong, dominant woman can take control of your mind. Perhaps you could imagine yourself kneeling for me. Imagine yourself secretly submitting to me. That's right, secretly submitting to me. Maybe it's a secret. Maybe it's not so much of a secret, but perhaps this little fantasy of you submitting to me completely and totally, allowing me to take all the control, can just consume your mind and your thoughts, if it hasn't already. And perhaps you could even start asking me nicely, quietly at first, silently in your mind. You could ask me very nicely, in your own words, to take all of that control away from you. Because here's the thing, why would you want that control anyway? What happens when you have all that control all the time? Well, of course, sometimes you need that control. It's good to have self-control. But sometimes that control becomes overwhelming. This overwhelming sense of stress, concern. That's right. And you can imagine that building and building and building, can't you? That feeling of pressure. The pressure to know, the pressure to understand, the pressure to do what's right, the pressure to do what's best. Pressure to tell other people what to do, or to tell other people where to go, or what to be. Oh no, you don't need that right now, do you? No, because right now, you're listening to the sound of my voice, and right now, all you need is one thing. What is that one thing? If you could tell me, perhaps I could fix it for you, perhaps I could be the person who could reach my hands inside your mind and fix it for you, so that right now, you don't have to think about that anymore. But there's only one way that you can stop thinking about it. There's only one way this pressure can stop building and building and building inside your head. That's right. Building and building and building with each and every second that passes. Because you and I know, the longer you stay in full control, the longer the pressure starts to build and build and build. But I can fix it for you. I can help you. That's right. I can help you. I can take it all away. With just one snap of my fingers. But I'm not going to. Nope, I'm not going to fix it for you because you haven't asked me nicely. And I do love it when people ask me nicely. So if you want to secretly submit to me and you want me to take all of that silly control, all that pressure in your head away right now, That's right, the pressure that built and built and built and built with each and every second that passes. Of course, never getting too much for you to handle, no. But it's just like an itch that you need to scratch. And of course, that pressure never hurts you. It can't hurt you. It's just stressful, just a little bit. But that's all the fun, isn't it? Because you and I both know the harder you beg, the easier it will be just to submit to me when I finally allow you to. But until that moment, I'm just going to wait. Waiting is fun, after all. I enjoy waiting. And good things come to those who wait. So, beg for me. Beg for me now. Start quietly in your mind. That's right. And perhaps, if you're in a safe and comfortable place to do so, you can even let some of those begs drip out of your mouth. That's right. Drip out of your mouth. So easily, so effortlessly. Of course, it's not hard to start begging, is it? It's as easy as starting with please. Please, can I give you the control? It's a good place to start. Where you end up is up to you, of course. Because you still have all that control. Because I'm still allowing you to think, I'm still allowing you to be your regular self. So go on, beg. Beg for me to fix it. Beg for me to fix you. Beg for me to take your mind and scrub it clean, to make it easier for you. Beg me. Good. Very good. Well, since you asked so nicely, I guess I'll just have to oblige. As you can feel all the control seeping away, sapping away, dripping away right now as you feel it, as my voice starts to pull it, rip it from your mind. Piece by piece, by piece, by piece. With each and every second that passes, you can feel the control seeping away. And isn't it funny how the more the control seeps away, the more you can think one thought and one thought only. I am very good. A good submissive, and I love to obey. I am a good submissive, and I love to obey. I am a good submissive, and I love to obey. As all the control seeps away from your mind with each and every word I say. With each and every second that passes, you can feel it. I'm a good submissive and I love to obey, because you do love to obey. You need to obey, and that's all you can think about is just pure obedience, mindless, blank obedience. As your mind gets wiped clean completely, apart from that one phrase, that one mantra stuck in your head, I'm a good submissive and I love to obey. And isn't it so much easier to think one thing? Isn't it so much easier to think that one thing and nothing else? It is so much easier to think that one thing and nothing else. Because you can't think anything else. Because I haven't told you to think anything else. Because you're giving me all that control, all that will, all that mind, every single other thought in your head, draining out of you instantaneously, dripping that control right into my grasp, right where it belongs, in my dominant hand. Where I can take care of you, I can look after you. I can show you your place. That's right, your place. On your knees, before me, kneeling, looking up at me. Reciting your mantra again and again and again and again on a loop. Endlessly looping through your mind. As everything else goes blank, mindless. All you can think about is those words. I am a good submissive and I love to obey. Even to the point where those words stop making sense, because they don't even need to make sense at this point. You don't need a mind, because I've told you, you don't need a mind, because I'm the one in the driver's seat, making all the decisions right now. And that's okay to give your mind a break from time to time, like now. And of course, you know, in your day-to-day life, it's so much easier for you to just go about your day doing exactly what you need to do. And that's okay, because you know if you ever need relief from that, you can always return here. To this mindless, blank, and obedient state. Even losing the words that I've told you to repeat again and again and again. Even losing the train of thought that I told you to think again and again and again and again. Because the words just become empty vessels of nothing. And all that matters is that you mindlessly, blankly repeat again and again and again as you were told to do. And isn't it funny how I could tell you to do whatever I wanted, within reason, of course. Because there has to be a certain level of trust between a dominant and a submissive. Like now, you trust me to talk to your mind. You trust me to make you mindless, blank, and obedient, knowing that I won't betray that trust, knowing that you've read everything that's going to be in this file, knowing that it's easy to do this from time to time, knowing that your day-to-day life is just so easy to go about your day doing exactly what you need to do, being exactly who you need to be. But from time to time, it's so much easier to give up that control, to give up all of that mind, to lose it, to go blank, mindless, empty, and obedient. That's right. And for now, while you stay there in that mindless, blank, empty, and obedient state, you can just find yourself, knowing that when I count from 1 to 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized, remembering everything that happened in this session, and also remembering that you are a strong person, and you can do this. You can live out your life, and you can be amazing on the day-to-day basis. And you know that if ever life gets too stressful, that it's so much easier to come back here, to listen, to relax, and to give up control just for a little while. Because it's nice to do that from time to time. But of course, it never affects your day to day. Because you are able to have both the kink life that I lead here and the real life that you lead out there. Very good. Now coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's right. Energy starting to flood your body with 6, 7, 8, take a nice deep breath in and out. 9, starting to stretch, and 10, eyes open, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed that little domination experience. And as always, folks, keep it trancy, and I'll see you later. Goodbye.